Good morning. It's 10:34 a.m. on Saturday, January the 23rd, 2021. Took that back in my pocket, put my gloves back on. It's quite a lovely morning. It's high 30s, mid to high 30s, 36 outside my back doors, 32 I think is the official temperature. I'm all parked up here. I got the hoodie on, hood's up, nose is running. Life is good. So yeah, I'm a little later this morning than I was yesterday. I'm trying to be a little more mindful about what I'm doing from hour to hour. It's not working out real well, but it is what it is. I hate to use that phrase, but I am doing better. Getting the walk down, getting sleep in. I went to sleep last night at a reasonable time. I woke up this morning at a reasonable time. That wasn't a great night, but it wasn't a bad night. I had a lot of bad nights in a row, and that was partly on me, partly on the circumstance. Gotta unzip my coat. I'm building up too much heat here. But yeah, I've kind of forced my brain to do a little bit of a reset here, and I'm feeling pretty good. I spent the morning putting my final touches on Salt. My daughter rewrote the first chapter. The beta feedback for the first chapter was mixed. I'll put it that way. Sorry, I was blowing my nose. The beta feedback on the first chapter was mixed. I liked the first chapter the way it existed, but there's a lot of strange words. There's a lot of foreign words in it that are perfectly obvious to me in terms of context. They were not necessarily clear to about 10 to 15% of the beta readers. So we took that feedback. I gave that feedback to her. We looked at the first chapter, and I suggested that she come up with a different first chapter. That one that was much more, this is the way life is, and then this happens. So I think she's done a good job with that. And I was on the fence. Did I like the other one before? Because it had a little more hookiness to it. But I was going through it this morning thinking, you know, I really like this pace. I really like this introduction to two brothers who are going to play a key role. The four, or five main characters, five characters that are key to the story. The old man, the young man's brother. And I was going through it today thinking, yes, 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 yes. This is the right first chapter. So I went through it, I made a couple of phraseology suggestions. I'm a firm believer in smooth sentences. So sentences that don't double back on themselves. I do it myself, which is, you know, it's It's one of the things that I'm trying to get better at. It's one of the things that Karen will undoubtedly flag. So yeah, I passed it back to her this morning, and I went and started working on Semester in Space again. And I did not write a lot, but I wrote some. I wrote about a quarter of what I wanted to do for the day. But it's slow going. It's hard finding. I'm at one of the choke points in the story. It's hard to find it's hard to find the words. But I think I broke it open. I think I found... There was part of the story that did not make sense to me. And I think I found that what I needed to do in order to have it make sense. So, with any luck at all, I will start with a fresh slate tomorrow. Maybe this afternoon, I don't know. And I'm writing in For the Words. So For the Words has this project file structure. So it's not unusual to write a chapter in a file. So you sit down, it's like chapter one. When you get to chapter one, you end chapter one and you go to chapter two in a new file. And then when you export it, it exports the files in the order they appear in the project folder. Which isn't a bad way to go about it. It's not the way I've been writing that book. So I need to. That was the way I wrote the Dark Knight Station origin story, which is why there are no date time stamps or place stamps or anything in it. Because I didn't have any chapters. Didn't have any time flow reminders to keep me centered, and likewise the reader has none to keep them centered. So in a lot of ways it's like it's backstory, it's an origin story, it's what happened in the before times, before we started counting days, before we started tracking stations, before we started being aware of where we were in the space-time continuum. It's the before time. It's some 50 years before. And by the time we meet, for example, Condor, the implication is that Condor is about 50 years old. The reality is Condor's 90. Chief Stevens, when we first see her, when do we first see her? We first see her in Ownershare. And she's 100 already. But we don't pay attention to age, except in the extremes, except for people like Ariel Felder, who is old and decrepit and bound to his mobility devices and his life support. And we don't think about Sifu Numar, who is the actual daughter of Oswald Numar, who settled the Venets, who discovered and mapped the earliest... created the earliest charts of the Venice cluster, the Venice sector, Venice sector. and then settled on in Newmar himself. So we don't think of them as being really old, but they are. Alashigon is not really old. Coming up on it, get ready. Say it with me. Monk post. But she's 90. She's 80 or 90 by the time she goes to take over the academy. So yeah, she's old. Maxwell's old. I'm really playing with the idea of what makes a person old. And chronology is only part of it. So, yeah, there is that. So anyway, yeah, I found some interesting characters. I need to find a role for Larry Hart. We'll see. I know there's a place for him here somewhere. At any rate, hi. Did I say monk post? Pretty sure I did. So I'm about three quarters of the way through this book I'm reading. Something Mako, something. It's it's the video game is the alien's recruitment tool trope. Like Ender's Game or Last Starfighter or one of those. It's, I'm giving it a chance because it's not a trope you see a lot. And it's pretty much always done the same way. And, the game part of it. Well, to begin with, the author made a significant mistake by putting in a prologue. That was. Just my opinion. I would not have thrown the prologue in there because the prologue doesn't add anything to the story that you don't get by the time you read the middle of the first part. It's divided, I think, into four parts. I'm at about three quarters of the way through the story now. And yeah, it's a bit clunky. Talk about telegraph. I mean, it's a wonder Western Union doesn't send this guy a cease and desist letter because he's telegraphed it so bad. Or so much. But, and yet I'm still reading it. I'm still enjoying the story. I'm still going through it. So yeah, if you're up for it, it's not a bad read. It's the first book in a series. Will I go on to read book two? I don't know. Depends on how bad he cliffs it at the end. It's a minor cliff, okay, maybe. I got a bunch of other stuff in my TBR list, and I need to buy. It's funny. I need to buy a bunch more books so that I have my spent my $25 on new ebooks by before the 28th. Today's 23rd, so I got 5 days. I only need two more. So I'm sure I'll find those. But I've done a couple of things that I don't usually do. I picked a prime reading book because there's the January Readers Challenge. Win badges for making certain goals. So the first badge was like, sign up for the challenge. Okay, there's one. And then read every day for 7 days in a row. Okay, or 7 days in January. Okay, there's two. Read for 15 days in January. All right, that's three. The last one is read 30 days in January. I haven't missed a day yet, so that's probably gonna happen. But I had to borrow a book from Prime Reading. And since I'm a member of Prime, that was easy. But I had to sign up for a trial subscription to Kindle Unlimited. Now, I've never seen Kindle Unlimited from the reader side. And so I thought, okay, well, this is a good excuse to do it. So I picked up Kindle Unlimited. I haven't borrowed any books from it yet. But, you know, I've looked at KU. My concern with Prime was there's going to be a lot of TradPub books, and it is. But it's also self-published books. It was the first self-published book right on the first page. So I snagged a copy of that. I'll give it a try. Am I going to continue my subscription with KU? I don't know. I doubt it. We'll see. So I'm down to if I get through 30 days, I think I'll have gotten all the badges except the last one is Overachiever, and that one is to get every badge. So I'm gonna get that one. But it's a little gamification for something that I'm going to do anyway. I wanted to see what KU looked like for a while now. Prime Reading is Prime Reading. It's like, see, I have two little dogs on the long leashes here. Where is he going? Good morning. Morning, old group. So we'll see. I don't know. What I do know is that I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.